Station. Good morning, Jack's on the deuce.
Good morning, Jack. Munich is with you on, too.
Good morning. I'm getting set up for my work here in Columbus App 3 H1 drawer. And there's obviously a lot of cables here on App 3. And one in particular is kind of in my way. I could probably work around it, but I just thought I'd ask. It is a Ethernet cable, serial number 012, and it's plugged into the Anita experiment here. That's App 3 Charlie 2, it looks like. And I'm hoping you guys would let me unplug it for about 30 seconds to untangle it from a bunch of wires and then replug it right back in. Is that possible, or I assume you might have to coordinate that. If it's not, no big deal, but I thought I'd ask.
We copy. We'll check, and I'll let you know shortly.
Hey, sir.
Scuba, a nil on 2 for Tommy. And good morning, this is Tommy.
Hey, Tommy. SLP rebooted, communication to JCP recovered. If you want to verify that, I will step away and let you take over.
And Anil, thank you. We confirmed the communication is recovered. Thank you very much. You can step away anytime. Thank you again.
Station Munich, space to ground 2 for Jack and that Anita 2 cable when you have a second.
Ready.
All right. No issues with you removing that cable, serial number 012, temporarily to help you out with the routing there.
Good news. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Munich Station Jack on 2 for ETM sorting.
We're with you on 2. Go ahead.
Just want to double check that the stone note's not a complete listing of what's in the drawer. I was able to find everything that's on there, but there is quite a bit of other things in the drawer as well. And I just want to make sure that that's the intent and not that you want me to report all the additional items that are in there and not on the stone note.
Hey, Jack, you've got the right idea there. We do not need a complete listing.
Okay, great. Sounds good. Thanks very much.
You bet. And while I have you, good numbers in your crew note. Those match up with what we were expecting here on the ground. And for your next activity, the CDMI activation, you are go at step 2.1 when you get to it.
Awesome. Looking at it right now. Go in 2.1. Thank you.
You bet.
Next station, the CMI power switches are on, and I've got the LEDs that are per the procedure. Looks great.
We copy. Good news. Thanks.
Houston station, good morning. Jack's on the deuce, looking for a go in 2.1 of fine filter change out.
Saving is complete in 2.1. Go to continue.
Go in 2.1. Thanks, sir. Houston station, brine filter replacement. UPA filtering valve is in process. New brine filter, serial number 86.
All right, good config. Thanks for the report. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Anil or Jack and OBT at your convenience.
Anil with you on 2.
Hey, Neil, for your OBT coming up for you and Jack, we realize that if you start on time, you're only going to have about 2 minutes of eclipse to observe cameras in that lighting condition. So we recommend that you start early after your meal. For your Lumina reboot, you can do that after the OBT. It just has to happen 20 minutes prior to the Lumina data transfer. That's at 1350.
But it can happen further in advance than 20 minutes, correct?
I think that's correct. I think you have it correct. It needs to be completed 20 minutes prior to the data transfer, so you need a 20-minute delta between the completion of that first activity and the second.
Bobby, why don't I put Jack now, Lumina now as well, and then we'll be ready early for the OBT.
Okay, sounds like a good plan. Robo is going to be set up 10 minutes prior to your timeline OBT start.
Thumbs up.
Copy, thumbs up.
Station Munich on stage ground 2 for Jack and the go for CDMI. At your convenience.
Jack, I'm with you, aren't you?
Jack Munich here. We wanted to give you a preemptive go for your CDMI deactivation that is scheduled at 16:40, but you already have a go whenever you want to do it.
Perfect. I appreciate that. I will probably get it done here shortly. Thanks.
Munich station on 2 for Lumina.
Anil, if it's for the go, you have a go from Munich.
Awesome. And an 11 decimal 15 parameter setting is complete.
We copy and you can proceed.
Station Houston on Fish Ground 2 for PWD's last call.
Hey, Amy, we copy that. If you give us a few minutes, we'll let you know when we are ready for that.
Sounds good. And good afternoon, Jessica.
Afternoon.
Houston Station, we're going on water. You're going for portable water bus.
Thanks much, Jack, and good afternoon. Copy wave.
Houston Station on 2 for Winston Telstra.
Good afternoon, Andre.
Hello, Houston. I'm ready for water transfer. I have unit number 1555, and this is empty.
And Andre, we were expecting it is a 1551.
Yes, 1551.
Thanks for confirming. Good number. And in step 3.2, transfer will take 26 minutes. And you are go in step 3.3.
Copy, 26 minutes, and I have go 3.3. Thanks.
Thank you.
Houston Station, Jackson 2-4, Dragon Camera video check. Houston Station, Jackson 2.
Hey, Jack, your time is impeccable. You called 2 seconds away from a teacher's handover. How can we help?
Just keeping you guys honest. I've got the drag through to the X705 set up for tomorrow's EVA from the Dragon window. Wondering if when the sun comes up, maybe 1800 GMT or so, if you guys wanted to check that view, or are you guys happy to just do it in the morning?
Checking. Station Houston on 2 for Jack.
Ma'am.
Hey, we'd be happy to verify that video downlink, but we're not seeing input into the camcorder yet, so we suspect you may be doing some setup still. And then just to confirm, you're planning on deconfiguring the JAG through overnight, correct?
Yep, and it's all plugged in right now, but the camcorder's not powered on.
Ah, that would explain why we can't see it. Excellent.
Is still station on 2 for the disaster?
Andre, you are go to continue with the Yedeve term activity.
Thanks. Continue steps. Here I go, step 6.
Affirm, you are go in step 6.
Copy. Houston Station on 2 for the transfer.
Go ahead.
Houston transfer house is disconnected from PWD and system bypass now back to regeneration station.
We copy. Thanks, Andre.
Yeah, thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2, PWD and XPWD are go for use.
Happy go, thanks. Houston Station on 2 for EVA.
With you, Jessica.
Amy, I was trying to reply to a question to the EVA team on WhatsApp, but then we lost KU. And since it's such a long gap, I wanted to pass along the answers to the team so that they knew. They asked me about some Kapton tape that they had just found out about that might have been remaining on the EHDC camera, and I just wanted to verify that it is not there.
All right, Jessica, EVA copies in the room.
Awesome. And one other quick question, just to put my mind at ease. I'm sure they're all over it, and it's probably, I'm sure it's per the plan, but just to clear up my mind, I was expecting, you know, my suit was not used since August 6th, EVA, and it was then put stowed in CASA until Friday. I guess I was expecting after it came out that there would be, it would be turned on at some point for some type of, like, HECA or REBA checkout that I recall doing, but I can't recall if that's only if we do that only at the end of a loop scrub after the EVA, we just kind of remember doing it since we've had so many EVAs in a row, and I just wanted to make sure we were all on the same page that my suit has not been turned on since that August 6th EVA.
Checking. And Jessica, while we are checking, if you have a spare minute, Eurocom actually has something for you.
Okay, yeah, sure, go ahead. Yeah.
Hi, Jessica. Munich here. We have an input for your timeline for Wednesday in your favor because of criticality for us and your big day tomorrow. We thought to give you a heads up now.
Okay, sure. Yeah, go ahead.
It's about your Relax Pro activities that you have after sleep. Our offer is if you want to rest longer, you don't have to start at 600. You can wake up at your preferred time. We're happy with the later start as long as you perform the questionnaire and sampling right after waking as per constraint.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, thanks for the reminder. I'll definitely do it immediately upon waking, but I can promise you that will not be at 6 a.m.
Okay, then we did a good thing. Would you like to have a written reminder before that?
No, that's okay. This will suffice for sure.
Copy that, Jessica. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too. And Huntsville, while we're waiting for this answer from Houston, we actually have something for standby. Actually, just kidding. We're just going to go right back to Houston. We have nothing for Huntsville. Except for our love. And Amy, if you guys are still checking on the EVA thing, that is fine. We have something else for you.
Okay, sure. And we copy Huntsville love as well.
Okay. So we wanted to pass a special message for Ellen Wentemarting. She graduated from Rice University in 2015, and after a brief stint in oil and gas, Ellen joined the ISO team in 2018. She completed her ground control room certification and quickly became a key member of the operations community. Ellen went on to serve as lead ISO for 4 increments, 3 Crew Dragons, 2 Cargo Dragons, and 1 Cygnus mission. Ellen's leadership and technical expertise were demonstrated during Increment 73 and the expedited Crew 11 return, where, for her exceptional work, she earned the prestigious Silver Snoopy Award.
Beyond the missions and the milestones, Ellen's legacy is defined by the qualities she brought to our team every single day. Her dedication, her thoroughness, her sharp wit, and her mentorship. She's been a true embodiment of Bond's foundations and a role model for what it means to serve with integrity and professionalism.
We want to thank Ellen for her years of commitment, for the unforgettable jokes during stowage conferences, and for countless late nights spent ensuring StowTrack was free of grammatical errors and mysterious folded periods.
Ellen, we wish you nothing but the very best in your future endeavors, and we look forward to seeing all that you will undoubtedly accomplish.
Thank you so much, Ellen, for your exceptional support.
And Ellen definitely appreciates that tribute, and she says that someone is cutting onions at MCC and says thank you.
Well, thank you, Ellen, and don't worry. We will rapidly teach Jack the difference between FOD and FOD for everyone's sake.
Well, luckily, you have a good sense of humor, so thank you.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Ellen, so she's very thankful as well.
All right. Thanks, Amy.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Jessica and answer.
Go ahead.
Hey, Jessica. Thanks for letting us take a little bit of extra time to get an answer for you. So because all the nominal post-EVA suit activities were completed in August for your suit, and because the REBA and EMU checkouts were performed prior to this EVA series, they all still count. We're comfortable with the state of your suit. For your awareness, there are 60 and 90-day requirements for these checkouts, and they're all satisfied.
Okay, yeah, we copy all. We're sure that the ground is tracking it, but just for our own edification, we wanted to make sure that we understood. So we appreciate that clarification. Thanks so much.
Certainly, an excellent question, and I'll trade you one. Since we're winding down for the day and we haven't seen a crew note yet, we wanted to check for the ARED cylinder evac. At what point did the main arm begin to rise in step 7?
Did not rise.
Okay, copy, did not rise. And then finally, we do have a 15-minute activity for an inspection for something we've been seeing with the offload yet of A, and we think it'd be valuable to do today because, you know, tomorrow's going to be really busy. So let me know if you want to be the willing volunteer or sign someone else up, then I'll give you details.
Yeah, Jack is going to do it, and he is going to give you a call in a couple minutes. Thanks, Amy.
That works great, and we're standing by for Jack.
Sensation back on two for you today.
Hey, Jack, we've got a 15-minute inspection for something we're seeing in the offload yet of A. So during a ground-commanded transfer from the urine transfer system offload yet of A, we saw indications in UPA that could be due to either gas leaking from a yet of A bladder or bad urine. So what we'd like to do is to inspect the offload yet of A per ECLIS 4.911 standalone yet of A inspection. You'll be doing only step 4. And in this step, it talks about video. Video is not required, but we'll take pictures of the inner offload yet of A volume. And if it helps to have hoses disconnected from the yet of A for the inspection, you are go to disconnect hoses, and you can leave the hoses disconnected after complete.
All right, 4.911, step 4, no video, photos are approved, and I can disconnect the hoses and leave them in that way at the end.
Good copy. Thanks, Jack.
Station Jackson 2 for yet of A.
With you, Jack.
There are no leaks inside the yet of A. I would say we're at like 15 or 20% of the volume remaining. It's kind of a dark green. There's a little bit of brown in it. There's a lot of bubbles in it. I don't see any particulates. What else do you guys need before I download the pictures?
Good report, Jack. We'll take those pictures, and I think you can wrap up the action.
Sounds good.
Sorry, Jack, one more question. Did you end up disconnecting the hoses to do the inspection, or did you leave connected?
The both hoses are disconnected right now. I understand you want me to leave them disconnected.
Affirm. Leave disconnected. Thanks.
Will do. Stand station, yet of A photos on SSC6.
Copy, SSC6. Thanks, Jack.